Teacher Appreciation Week is hands down one of the easiest ways to get teachers feeling happy, feeling loved, and feeling celebrated. And even though Teacher Appreciation Week is only 5 days at the end of the school year, I think that there are ways to make teachers feel appreciated every single day of the year. But in this episode, we are going to unpack 6 different simple strategic ways that that can happen during this year. But before we get into the episode, I want to give a shout out to the listener of the week who gave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Nicole Lynn said, just like flare pens and Ticonderoga pencils, Monica Genta is a teacher must-have. Her podcast is the perfect little bit to get you going for a new week, to get you through a tough day, or even just to help you up your teaching game. She gives great ideas for engaging students and keeps it real about what it's like to teach. If you have not listened to this podcast yet, stop reading this review and make it happen. Nicole Lynn, thank you for being the listener of the week and leaving that epic 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Here's what Nicole did in her review is she gave us a few extra ideas on how teachers can feel appreciated: Ticonderoga pencils and flare pens. Or maybe one of the easiest things that you can do before you even start this episode is send this episode link to a teacher friend. Send this episode link to your principal, to your PTO, somebody who can help celebrate all of the teachers in your hallway and in your building so we can make this teacher appreciation really, really matter. Listen, I know that not every school celebrates this week in the same way, but my hope is that this episode can be a catalyst for conversation using these 6 simple ideas that we're going to talk about with my good friend, Jack Berkmeyer. So if you are ready to laugh and learn and listen, let's get into this episode. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Teacher Appreciation Week is definitely one of those times in the school year where if you are working in a building and you are fully appreciated, you are walking out with full hearts and full stomachs and full of appreciation. But I also think that there are teachers who are listening who are like, that doesn't happen in my school. We got a Happy Teacher Appreciation Week post-it note on our door, and that was the end of it.
Or the small little candies that have $100,000 and it says, you're worth $1,000.
But you pay me $20,000, so that feels ironic. Yeah. No, here's the thing. Honestly, though, I would be appreciative of that because I think that's a very underrated candy bar. It really is.
That is true. It's my favorite.
It is so good. Mm-hmm. But this isn't... All forms of appreciation are great, truly. Yeah. But what we want to do in this episode is give like 6 super simple, super, I think, strategic ways to just even amplify the awesome that is happening in schools and because of all the awesome work from teachers.
And still keep it simple.
Yeah.
Because
for sure,
if you look up the word simple, our pictures are shown.
And we look like this.
We do. By the way, those of you that are listening, we did a cheesy post.
Yes, we did.
All right. So I'm going to start. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure.
So those of you that do know or do not know that I was a teacher in Colorado, in specifically in Denver, Colorado. And shout out, and I don't do a lot of name shout outs, but I'm giving a shout out to Mark Whitney. Mark Whitney was the principal at Scott Carpenter Middle School. I adored Mark Whitney. He's a good guy, heart in the right place, good leader, right? And what he would literally do at various faculty meetings is he would auction off and just draw out of a hat randomly a free day where if the weather was bad, like, and it would snow in Colorado, it could snow 15 inches between,
you know, May.
Yeah, in from the morning to the afternoon. He would go out, clean off your car, start your car, warm your car, drive that car up to the closest door possible. So all you literally had to do was open up the exit door of the school and climb into your car and drive away. And he would come in soaking wet. He would come in, you know, with snow all over him. And you know why I loved it? It was heart. Felt.
Yeah.
Like he legitimately loved doing that because he knew it meant something to you. So it wasn't necessarily a gift card or any of that. It was something from his heart, and it was something that took effort and time and energy. And I always thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And I only won it once. And literally I waited till the worst day. Cause like you could pick the day.
Okay.
That was the fun part. Like you could literally pick the day. Like some people were nice and go, it's a nice day. I'll just have them go drive my car up. Mm-hmm. No, I waited until it was sleet.
Yes.
Until it was hail. To literally
in hail. And, yeah.
And he did it. And you know what? It was the best day for me ever. And I'll remember it until the day I die as a good appreciation for me.
And what I love about that is completely free idea. That cost him nothing.
Well, he did have frostbite. He lost two toes.
Well, so his medical bills were kind of high on that idea, but it didn't take anything from the actual school budgets.
Well, but healthcare went up. But anyway, okay. All right.
Nonetheless. I love that idea.
The other one is this, is everybody loves a gift card, right?
From the Stars Bucks.
A gift card for anything. I know teachers, we love a gift card.
For
right?
sure.
Because it does show a monetary appreciation,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. Well, I add a little twist to this. Not only do you do gift cards, but what we would do is literally say, we have hidden 15 gift cards in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here's the funniest part. Is that would last all year sometimes because it might take 6 months for someone to find one of those gift cards. And what we would do is start with just one clue on where maybe the first one is. And sometimes people found within the first day, two or three, but I guarantee you, if you go back to Scott Carpenter, there's probably still some gift cards that have not been found.
That's awesome. And the places have absolutely closed. Like it's no longer even a restaurant anymore.
Yeah, that's probably true. The gift card was probably for some.
This was for Joe's Pizza, and Joe set on fire 26 years ago.
I'd like to redeem this.
Yes.
But I love that with a gift card. So again, it's just an extra little twist.
Like
so,
a scavenger hunt appreciation thing. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what the funniest part is, the ones no one found were in teachers' desk drawers.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Because think about it.
Yeah.
You would never think that it would be just in your desk drawer and stuff. And they weren't hidden like very difficultly. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
That's cool.
The other one is this. And it's not on our list, so it might be one more. And that is anytime my principal did a handwritten note to me, of just like if I went to a basketball game or I stayed for the choir concert or I helped out with, you know, concessions. He didn't write very many of them, but when he did, I have every single one of them still in a file folder. And
it's interesting you say that because literally in that drawer, I have a handwritten note from my principal, my current principal. And my principal. I love my principal. He's a great leader. He's not a real mushy guy.
Mark was not either. Yeah.
When I got that handwritten note, it meant so much more because I know that's not his leadership style. And I know he knows how much I appreciate words. And I was like calling my parents on the way home. I was showing friends and family. And it was probably took him 30 seconds to do that. But it meant so much to me.
You know, it's interesting. I just thought of this. If I was a principal today, after what you just said, I think I would also send a note to that teacher's parents. Now that you just said that.
Yay,
Monica's mom, you know, Monica's mom and dad. I just wanted to let you know that you have an awesome daughter who's an amazing teacher.
Ugh, why is that going to make me cry? That my parents would literally bawl their eyes out.
Absolutely.
Or to like their spouse or significant other. Yeah. Like, can you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Just, thank you. Thank you for your sacrifices. You know, being married to a teacher is not an easy job. And she, you know, your wife is here every day and commits not only to her family, but to our kids. Yeah. I love that.
I love it.
Best podcast ever. If I can get Monica Genta to have any emotion whatsoever.
Are you kidding? I know, baby.
All right. So this one I love.
Okay.
Please don't take this as a morbid thing, though, because the way it sounds is like, okay, that's kind of thing. So this is something I saw at a school. And you know, many of our schools are brick buildings and they're the big bricks, not like I'm talking about the small stone bricks. These are the big, huge cylinder blocks, right? And think of a room right now in your building that could be a workroom, the teacher's lounge, somewhere, the media center, where there's all these bricks. And what I love doing is when a teacher chooses to retire, what we do is we decorate a brick on honor of that teacher.
Yeah.
And the reason we do it with the brick is because they helped build the foundation of this school.
Oh, I love a cheesy pun kind of thing.
But I mean, if you think it's true,
isn't it? No, my gosh, it's so true.
You literally have been here for 25 years. And especially if it's a new build. And this teacher came over with the new build of the building and they've been there and they are part of that foundation. You foundationally helped our children. You helped our building. Yeah. You helped our district. You helped our school. It's not meant to be a tombstone. That's what I don't want people to think. It's like a morbid kind of thing. Okay. It won't have dates on it.
Yeah.
It just could be their favorite color, their favorite something, a phrase that they would use over and over again, but just something to help celebrate them as being a great educator and building the foundation. All right.
Incredibly symbolic too.
Yes.
Which I love.
And the last one is this. For people that have heard me talk about middle school stuff and making sure every kid has an advocate, it's an index card activity that we can talk about at another time. But I would love it if the staff would do this at the beginning of the year. Is I have a small index card right here, and I would write Mr. Berkmeyer on there. And on the back, I would write three things that help me. Like, I would love a Starbucks coffee every once in a while.
Yeah.
Could someone please replace my candy dish every once in a while? Because right now, I own 42 shares of Costco based on bags of chocolate.
Yeah.
And or I just need someone to help me every once in a while grade a couple papers. So what it is it's saying, if you pick me, Mr. Berkmeyer, here are three things that will help me and make me feel more appreciated and make me give me support that I need.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that this word makes Jack vomit, but I am going to use the word Google because there's a really easy way to collect that too via Google Forms at the very beginning of the school year. This is something that I've personally done as a teacher leader for like school climate and culture, but I think it'd really be really great for principals is at the very beginning of the school year, like have your staff fill out the Google form on simple three things that make you feel appreciated. Really tapping into like the love languages, honestly, of your staff, because what makes you feel appreciated might be different than what makes me feel appreciated. But at this time, I would like to say to Jack, thank you for existing. I am glad you exist. Honestly, I love your existence.
Well, on behalf of Starbucks, here's a gift card.
Those are my own gift cards that I actually purchased. So that's a re-gift. You know what, principals? Maybe here's a little side note.
Yeah.
If you have waited to the last minute to think about a teacher appreciation gift and you want your staff to know that you are thankful for them existing, find a closet in your home, okay? Find some shit that somebody gave to you. You got the candles. You got, you know, stuff that you won at like a bingo party. Just re-gift that to your staff. Why not?
I'm going to take that one step higher. You do white elephant gifts and those kinds of things. Why not do one as a staff where you bring in the cheesiest thing that was ever given to you by a student?
Yep.
You know, because God forbid you say to a kid, I like Mickey Mouse. And next thing you know, you have 42 ornaments.
Yep, that's true.
And maybe you keep those and re-gift them.
I love a re-gift. Here is something that I've actually done in my own school, and I appreciate it from the lens of a teacher, and so I think this is just a universal yes. It's called fill in the fridge. It's exactly what it sounds like. Go into your staff lounge, get you some soda pops, okay? Get a variety, get waters, get, you know, I would say a variety of beverages. Don't be getting the pre-made margaritas or like the Dailies pouches with like a gin and tonic in it. But get you some school-appropriate beverages. fill the fridge, because there is nothing better all times of the year. But I think simple during Teacher Appreciation Week, during the lunch hour, during a planned period, to pop down to the lounge and get one of these delicious wild cherry Pepsi Zeros, hashtag not sponsored, but like getting a soda is just something super small. Mm-hmm. That caffeine boost makes a big difference.
And, you know, I don't do tons of these podcasts with you, but I would be okay with Pepsi Zero endorsing us. I would take
would
that.
Would you?
I would.
Do you want
to? I tend to be a Coke Zero, though, guys.
Oh. Ooh. Have you tried
this? I have not tried this.
Try this. This is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, it's even cold.
Yeah. I filled my own fridge.
It's because no one else appreciates you.
Yes. I mean, how good is that?
That's not bad.
That is great.
That's not bad at all.
Here's another one. I'm not a big sweets person, but what about a cookie platter? This is the most pathetic cookie platter. This is what the cookie platter looks like
for those
during
of you
Teacher
are...
Appreciation Week. If your planned period's during ninth period, all the second period planned period teachers came down and those bitches only left you one cookie on the platter, okay?
And but, you know, yeah. Several people have
mm-hmm,
touched it.
Mm-hmm. So one shady cookie left. Bake some cookies, put out some pastries. It doesn't even have to be homemade.
And paste them.
Yes.
Like there's only X amount for periods one and two, then X amount for three and four. So it always looks fresh and refreshing. Because you know my motto, eating makes a meeting.
Yes. Honestly, that was going to be my next thing is like, or you could what we call pace the pizza party. Because how many of you, your principal, love you principals, we love you so much, but you order 10 Casey's General Store pizzas, but there's three lunch periods, but you put all 10 out during the first lunch hour, you got to pace the pizzas, okay? You got to do three during first lunch period, second during, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, your cookie platter looks like this, and the teachers who've got the plan period at the end of the day were like, you know, if you want to eat one of the cookies, you're going to have to barf it all up because it's gone. What movie is that from? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Did anybody order me plain cheese? Yeah, we did. But if you want any, we're going to have to barf it all up because it's gone. You don't know the movie?
I do not.
If you are listening right now, name the movie. It's a classic. I'm giving you 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Nothing.
I do not know.
It's Home Alone.
No, I would have never guessed that at all.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, now I'm going to have to watch it just to see if that's true or not.
No, that's a direct quote from Home Alone.
You know, sometimes you're not a reliable source.
Okay. Well, here's what's reliable are these ideas. Seriously. And they range from taking no time to maybe a few minutes. They range from taking $0 to maybe, you know, a handful of hundos from the school budget. There's a line item. You have a line item. Don't you think that this could be like a line item for curriculum, because we are going to have better lessons in curricular engagement with a pizza party.
Sure.
See?
Yeah.
Jack says it's fine. It's fine.
I do have one closing.
Okay.
And this truly is, I think, whether it's Teacher Appreciation Week, month, year, universe, to me, there is nothing better than when a colleague comes up to you and says, today, when I saw you in the library interacting with your kids and seeing them laugh and having fun, that was so cool.
Yeah.
To me, that is far 100%. Better than any stupid evaluation, which doesn't tell me bupkis, but a colleague coming up and saying, my gosh, what you did today with kids, I just noticed that. And that was, made my heart happy. Mm-hmm. That to me is the best appreciation a teacher can get. It's genuine, thoughtful.
Yep.
And it comes from your colleagues.
Yeah. In case up to this point in this school year, you haven't felt appreciated, you haven't felt like you are enough, or maybe you feel like you haven't made an impact, I want you to know as we approach Teacher Appreciation Week that you matter. The work that you does matter. The impact that you are making on kids' lives matter. And I know that it's stressful, and I know that it's just spiraling out of control sometimes when we look at the big picture of education, but I want you to know, as a colleague, as a friend, and as a listener of this episode, we need you, we love you, and I've got your back, and I know that Jack does as well. In fact, if you are listening as a principal, or maybe you're listening as a parent to get ideas, or maybe you're listening as a partner to somebody who has a teacher, I want you to know that you could surprise your staff with something like 180 Days of Awesome, a book that I wrote a number of years ago that is all about celebrating super simple things every single day for the entire school year. And how cool would it be is if a way to show everyone how much the work of educators matters was that you got that into the hand of a colleague, you got that book into the hands of your entire staff, and you surprise them as maybe a book study next year, or maybe as a beach read for this coming summer. You can get copies of 180 Days of Awesome and all my other books at monicagenta.com/books. That's Monica, GENTA.com/books. I'll also put a direct link to that in the show notes, but sometimes, especially if teachers need PD hours anyway, because we do, or especially if the person that you love or want to lift up is a reader, that could be really nice. Just marinate on that. But I want to thank you truly from the bottom of my heart for being here. I want you to know that Jack and I love doing things to lift up teachers and to celebrate students in schools. So never hesitate to reach out if there's something that we can do to make things better in your teacher life. As a reminder, these episodes release every single Sunday night, so you're ready for your morning commute on Monday. Thank you for being here for this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.